Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman.
Making deadly use of a small piece of kryptonite, the strange green glowing metallic substance that robs Superman of all his strength and power, the half-crazed but brilliant Nazi scientist known as Der Teufel, the Devil, created a human monster he has called the Atom Man, in whose veins flows a solution of the kryptonite capable of developing enough atomic energy to destroy anything in its path, including Superman. Posing as Henry Miller, Heinrich Milch, the young American-educated Nazi who has been given this unlimited power, came to America under Teufel's orders, and at this very moment is applying for a job at the Daily Planet in order to make contact with Superman. As he enters Editor Perry White's office, he seems to be a normal young man, blonde and Nordic-looking, but now speaking perfect English, all traces of his accent gone. Also missing, for the moment, are the metal mesh gloves and tiny electronic throat converter that transform him into the dread Atom Man. Listen.
Come in, Miller, come in.
Thank you, sir.
Close the door.
Well, I better leave, Mr. White.
No, stick around, Olson. This is going to be fun. So, you'd like a reporter's job, eh?
I would if there's one open, sir.
Oh, there's one open, all right, and a very good one, too. Oh, incidentally, meet Jim Olson, one of our cubs.
How you doing, Mr. Olson?
I'm glad to meet you.
Yes, there's a job open. I just lost my key man. Or maybe I should say, he lost me. Now, Miller, what's your background? Who have you worked for?
Well, sir, I've been, overseas for a number of years.
Oh, return vet, eh? Good. You boys deserve all the breaks. Yes, sir, there's not enough we can do for you. You hear that, Olson? A return vet.
Yes, Mr. White.
Now, where'd you work before you went in, Clark?
Well, I spent a year on the Denver Clarion and 6 months on the Chicago Herald.
Two good papers. Anything special you do?
No, sir, just general reporting.
All right. You've got the job. 50 a week to start and a raise in a month to become through. How's that sound?
Sounds fine, sir. I don't know how to think.
Forget it. Any man who risked his life fighting for me deserves everything I can give him. Oh, Olson.
Yes, Chief?
What did I tell you about that chief business? You know my name!
Yes, Chief. I mean Mr. White.
Take Miller into Kent's office. Clear out Kent's desk.
Oh, you better not do that, Mr. White.
What did you say?
Mr. Kent won't like it. He's got a lot of private papers in his desk.
I don't care whether he's got a pink elephant and a family of pygmies. I said clear out his desk, and I mean clear it out. Now go ahead. Before you get tossed out on your ear.
Yes, sir. Just follow me, Mr. Miller.
Okay. Good luck, Miller. Good luck. I'm sure you'll work out.
I hope so, sir. I'll try hard.
And tell Miss Blackrock Olson that if Kent does break his heart and come in, I don't want to see him.
Yes, Mr. White.
Mr. White seems to have quite a temper.
Yeah, but his bark is worse than his bite. I'll show you Mr. Kent's office, but if I were you, I wouldn't clear out the desk until Mr. Kent gets back. It's over this way.
Who is this Kent fella? What does he do, go on 3-day drunks?
Oh, are you kidding? Why, Ken wouldn't touch a drink with a 10-foot pole. He doesn't smoke either. He's the best reporter on the paper. The best in the country.
Then how come he never shows up?
Well, he shows up. Right now he's out on a big story, I guess. Here's his office.
Not bad. I'm going to like this job.
Oh, don't be too sure.
What do you mean?
Well, Mr. White's okay, but he can run you ragged sometimes. I started here as a copy boy, and I know. You gotta be able to move as fast as Superman sometimes.
Did you say Superman?
Yeah, and that's no joke.
No, Superman is hardly a joke. I understand that you have, some contact with him here at the Daily Planet.
Well, who told you that?
I don't remember now. Is it true?
Well, sort of.
Does he actually wear a blue costume and a red cape? Or haven't you ever seen him?
Oh, I've seen him, all right, plenty of times. Sure he does.
How would you contact him if you needed him?
Well, you better ask Miss Lane that question.
Miss Lane?
Mm-hmm, Lois Lane. She's our Star Girl reporter. I think you ought to meet her. She's in this next office.
Come in. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Miss Lane. I'd like you to meet Mr. Miller, a new reporter Mr. White just hired.
Well, welcome to the Daily Planet, Mr. Miller.
How do you do?
Jim, please close that door, will you?
Oh, sure.
The racket of those typewriters just about drives me crazy. Thanks, Jim. Well, so you've joined the ranks. Is that it, Mr. Miller? The deadline fraternity. Perry White's trained seals.
Is it as bad as all that?
No, not really. We take a beating, but we have a lot of fun. Right, Jim?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, what's eating you, James?
Who, me? Why nothing.
Oh, now, come on. I know that down in the mouth. Olson, look. What is it?
Mr. Miller is taking Mr. Kent's place.
Oh, that's fine. I'm off. What did you say?
Mr. Kent's been fired. Mr. Miller is taking his place.
Who said so?
The chief, Mr. White.
Oh, the chief. A minute you had me worried. By this time, Jim, you ought to know better than to take the little Napoleon at his word. Both Clark and I have been fired at least 15 times in the last year.
Is that so?
Oh, but this time it's for Keith.
Oh, nonsense, Jim.
I tell you, Miss Lane, this time Mr. White means it.
Don't worry, Jim. The minute Clark sticks his nose in that door, it'll be all...
What's going to happen the minute I stick my nose in the door?
Oh, Mr. Kent.
Hi, Jim.
Clark, you're in trouble. Meet Mr. Miller, the man who's taking your place on the paper. Clark? Clark, I'm talking to you. This is Mr. Miller. Clark!
Dazed, as though someone had suddenly cut him across the face with a whip, Clark Kent, almost a little frightened, feels a strange weakness creeping over him as the solution of kryptonite in Henry Miller's veins begins to take some effect, even without the metal mesh gloves and the electronic converter. This is the first meeting of the Atom Man and Superman, although neither is aware of the other's true identity. Something startling is bound to happen, so stay tuned in for the dramatic climax in a few moments. But right now, here's a word from your announcer.
You know, most of the gang wear their new Kellogg's Pep comic buttons pinned on their jacket or dress or cap so everybody can see how many they've collected. But I met up with a girl yesterday who pins hers on a piece of black velvet her mother gave her. You know, like medals. Of course, it doesn't matter how you keep them, as long as you're keeping up with the other kids, rounding out your collection of all 18 different buttons. You'll want Smiling Jack and Lilums and Smitty and Superman, of course, and all the other true-to-life pictures of your favorite comic strip friends. Now, any duplicates you get, you'll want to swap with your friends. That's part of the fun. And it's also fun to compare notes and see who's got the most different buttons every day. So don't miss out, gang. Get to work on your collection right away. Ask Mom to get you a package of that super delicious Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these new comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. You can't buy them anywhere. But inside every package of Pep, there's a swell prize, one of these brand new colorful comic buttons, or a military insignia or warplane button. It's a prize for you from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
A strange scene is taking place in Lois Lane's office at the Daily Planet. Clark Kent, in reality Superman, is facing for the first time young Heinrich Milk, alias Henry Miller, in whose veins flows a solution of kryptonite that makes of him a deadly atom man. As Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen look on in bewilderment, Kent pales as he feels a strange weakness coming over him. Listen.
Clark, what's the matter with you?
I don't know, Lois.
Well, don't you feel well, Mr. Kent? Here, sit down.
I think perhaps I'd better leave.
No. I'm sorry, Mr.
Miller, Clark.
I'm sorry, Mr. Miller, but
it's all right. I've got some unpacking to do anyway. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye. Now, Clark, what's the matter with you?
I don't know, Lois.
Well, you look simply ghastly. Where have you been the last few days?
Germany.
Germany? Jeepers.
Now, wait a minute. You left here on Monday, and today is Wednesday.
It's almost like the weakness the kryptonite gave me.
What's that?
Huh? What, did I say something? I'm sorry.
You said you were in Germany, Mr. Kent.
Well, I said that.
Clark, what in the name of heaven has come over you?
Nothing, Lois. Nothing, really.
Well, do you realize what's going on around you?
I don't understand you, Lois. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, you better go in and see Perry White.
What for?
Well, for one thing, he's your employer, and every employer likes to see his employees once in a while. And for another thing, you've been fired.
What, again?
Well, this time it's serious, Mr. Kent.
Really, Jim?
Yeah, that's why Mr. White hired that Miller guy to take your place.
What Miller guy?
Oh, good heavens. Clark, go right in to see the chief, will you?
Why?
Go ahead now. Open the door, Jim.
All right.
Well, go ahead, Clark.
All right, I'm going. You don't have to push. All the crazy things.
Close that door, Jim, will you?
What's wrong with him, Miss Lane?
I don't know, but it's serious, Jim. Which key connects with Mr. White's office on the intercom?
Number 3.
Yes? What is it?
Oh, it's Lois Lane, Chief. Clark Kent is coming into your office.
Oh, no, he's not.
Chief, now listen to me. There's something wrong with Clark.
You telling me?
I mean, seriously. Keep him in your office as long as you can. Now, don't let him go. I'll be in there soon. What's that number?
What number, Miss Lane?
I've got it here in my book somewhere. Let's see, wait a minute. I think it's right. Here it is. 3748. Three, seven, four, eight. The chief keeps him there.
He sure didn't act right.
That's right. Hello? Mr. Grady, please. Well, he was completely irrational, Jim. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Hello? Mr. Grady? Mr. Grady, I need your help. We have a reporter here at the Daily Planet who seems to have had a nervous breakdown. Yes, he's suddenly become completely irrational. Well, I'd like you to send for him immediately and take him out to your rest farm. Yes, you'll need at least two strong men, because I'm sure he won't consent to go along willingly once he's been...
Convinced that Clark Kent is in the process of losing his mind, Lois is making emergency arrangements to have him picked up and taken away for treatment. Unaware that Kent's trouble is that he has unknowingly met up with his deadliest and most powerful enemy, the newly created Atom Man. Now, with two burly attendants on their way for Kent, the Atom Man's search for Superman and Superman's efforts to escape from the weakening effects of his one undefeatable enemy, the powerful atomic energy contained in kryptonite, takes a strange new twist. Will these two meet again, the Man of Steel and the Atom Man? When? Where? There's excitement ahead, excitement and spine-tingling suspense in this battle to the death, so don't miss a single thrilling word of it. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.